Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's a well-known fact that DLC can be super hit or miss, especially when it comes to horror games. It is a real shame when a game you enjoyed in its base form lets you down on the DLC, proving that you just can't always trust a title to maintain its acclaim. To avoid being too pessimistic, though, we have to acknowledge that the reverse of this can also be true. When you look at examples like Minerva's Den and Bioshock 2, you can see that DLC can actually be a welcome and impressive addition to any game. Yep, even in horror games. So, I'm Amy from What Culture, and let's take a look at the 10 scariest DLCs ever. 10. Alien Isolation, Crew Expendable. This particular DLC is interesting because it introduces events that aren't actually canon in its universe. Set after Samuel Brett's death in Alien 1979, it offers an alternative series of events when the crew devise their very smart plan to get rid of the onboard xenomorph by launching it out the airlock. It has huge appeal to fans of the original film, with its setting being a dutiful and largely accurate recreation of the Nostromo. With the claustrophobic journey through the ship and interesting interactions with fellow crewmates, it's a love letter to the film, offering up superfans the opportunity to step into the shoes of a character in their favourite movie. With the xenomorph just around the corner and the fate of the Nostromo on the line, the stakes are high and the atmosphere suitably tense. If you want to experience a scene of the well-loved 70s classic for yourself, then this concise but effective DLC is for you. 9. Bloodborne: The Old Hunters. If Bloodborne does one thing right, then that would be its ability to craft uniquely terrifying bosses. This particular quality is one that's more than evident in The Old Hunters, the expansion DLC released in 2015, offering new locations, weapons, armor, and of course new bosses. As soon as the player finds themselves transported into the Hunter's Nightmare location, they know they're in for a dark and twisted ride. The world of the Nightmare is home to hunters consumed by bloodlust, spending eternity in pursuit of beasts while transforming into beasts themselves. A series of terrible secrets must be uncovered and awful powers unleashed, which doesn't exactly sound like a pleasant walk in the park. The location is just as intriguing as the characters you encounter and fight, with some of the newest enemies and bosses being sure to haunt your nightmares. If you've never had to look at Ludwig the Accursed, then first of all, I envy you, and secondly, you have to look him up immediately. If you stare into his eyes for just 1 second, he'll ruin your day. 8. Fallout New Vegas: Dead Money. As far as horror games go, none of the Fallout games would probably rank in people's top 10 most terrifying playthroughs. It's not really what the franchise is about when it comes down to it. Fallout New Vegas was no exception to this rule, but people were left pleasantly surprised when the Dead Money DLC came along. Centering around the long-since-fallen casino resort of Sierra Madre, this DLC excels in atmosphere, utilizing its sunset-tinted aesthetics and jarring sound to unnerve the player at every turn. Stripping back the armor, weapons, and allowances for useful pickups, the player is left feeling pretty helpless. Though not compatible with everyone's ideal style of play, it's a pretty well-known phenomenon that when left exposed, the player will feel more on edge. Combine this with its literally haunting enemies and the fear of the unknown in this unprecedented take on the Fallout franchise, and you've got a winning formula. 7. Resident Evil 7: End of Zoe. One of of two DLCs that arrived after the release of Resident Evil 7, this one is notable for the tension it adds to the situation when depriving the player of firearms. Turns out that when you can't defend yourself by shooting an enemy from afar, things can get pretty hairy up close. The story sees a now calcified Zoe being rescued by her Uncle Joe. He has to survive swamplands and quarantine areas alike in order to find a cure for Zoe's deteriorating state, or whilst having only melee weapons and his own two hands for self-defense. This DLC introduces a new kind of molded in the form of the double blade molded, an even grosser version of what we've gotten used to. Both arms take the form of huge, hulking blades and spines protrude grotesquely from the beast's heads. If there was ever a time for a firearm, it would probably be now. With its departure from the classic all-guns-blazing approach, it offers something interesting. Even if the story's not essential to the experience of the game proper, it's still worth giving it a go. 6. Dying Light: The Following. Almost identical in gameplay style to the main game, The Following offers a few changes for the player, including a much larger map and access to a buggy that allows you to drive across said map quickly. I mean, come on, it's a known fact every game can be improved with a customizable buggy. The player character Kyle Crane learns about the alleged existence of a cure to the virus, and the game unfolds as he slowly uncovers more about this potential saving grace whilst battling an increasingly dangerous world. For the most part, as soon as you hear the word cult, your mind starts running wild, and luckily for you, The Following offers up its very own set of religious maniacs. The cult in question are called the Children of the Sun, and insist that they're immune to the virus because they worship the cult's leader, the Mother. These people clearly didn't pass high school biology. With the classic gameplay style and enemies, this DLC is a good addition to the Dying Light title, with the added benefit of a little cultish madness to bolster the scare factor. 5. Dead Space 3 Awakened. You want more cults? I've got more cults. In an announcement preempting the release of the Awakened DLC, executive producer Steve Papoutsis claimed that it would contain some of the most disturbing content ever seen in a Dead Space game, making it just perfectly suited to this list. Following on from the boss fight against Brother Moon at the end of the main game, the DLC sees Isaac Clarke and John Carver attempting to traverse Tau Volantis and gather supplies necessary to return to Earth. Whilst crossing the lands, they encounter horrors that are products of their own growing insanity and those of some seriously messed up super unitologists. No, that's not the technical term. Without spoiling too much, if you thought the unitologists were weird enough before, then you just don't even know how bad it can get. It delivered on the promise of some disturbing content, and with a darker vibe and bleaker tone than the main game, this bit of DLC certainly gives a few good scares. 4. Dead by Daylight, a lullaby for the dark. Sort of like Among Us, but more terrifying and assumedly with fewer 12-year-olds playing, Dead by Daylight is an asymmetrical multiplayer where one lucky person gets to be the murderer hunting down all the other participants. With different DLC comes different maps, survivors, and killers to play as. All DLC has its own merits and downfalls, but one of the most highly recommended is a lullaby for the dark. Not only is this content free, but it comes with a great map, a pretty badass survivor, and a powerful, terrifying killer in the shape of the Huntress. She's famed for her perks as well as her fantastic weapon, her throwing axe being a great way to take down particularly speedy survivors. Her appearance wouldn't make her out of place in any classic home invasion horror film, her bunny mask evoking images of The Purge or The Strangers. With this cinematic edge, complemented by her haunting whistle, she's a joy to play as and a terror to play against. 3. The Evil Within: The Assignment. This was the first DLC for The Evil Within, being episode 1 of a two-parter, with the following part being The Consequence. Set prior to and concurrent with the events of the game proper, this story follows Julie Kidman and shows what she was doing out and about after being separated from the others. She wasn't having a good time, that's for sure. With previously seen enemies, including the Shade and the Haunted, knocking about, the last thing Kidman needed was for another disgusting monster to be added to the mix, so of course they had to come up with cadavers. With the same deadly environment type as the main game, and enemies both new and old, this makes for an equally terrifying addition to the canon. Like a few others on this list, this DLC differs in gameplay style to its main game counterpart. For the most part, Kidman is unarmed and relies on stealth to survive. It adds an extra dimension to what we've already experienced, having the opportunity to play as Kidman and see what we previously missed out on. 2. Alan Wake: The Signal. Leading on immediately Mainly from the ending of the main game, The Signal offers a truly gripping additional chapter to this psychological masterpiece. For those who loved the game proper, this DLC quickly became known as a must-play, with one journalist even going on to say that really it was so fitting and essential that it should have comprised part of the main game itself, that without the DLC, the game feels incomplete. High praise indeed. Delving deeper into the fractured mind of novelist Wake, we traverse the dark place being guided by friends and hampered by a range of foes. Where before there were complaints of boring, repetitive combat, The Signal attempts to fix this. More enemies appear to present more of a challenge, aiming to evoke more of a fight or flight response, and the new mechanic of Wake's words appearing and triggering drops or threats adds a unique new dimension. It can and probably should be completed in one sitting, this concise approach and the revamped mechanics putting this DLC among the ranks of some of the best out there. 1. Outlast Whistleblower. Outlast has been talked to death in all its forms, but you can't pretend that this isn't for good reason. As off-putting as all the hype can be, the fact remains that the first Outlast game really is quite fantastic, and it's not let down by its DLC. The Whistleblower DLC serves as a prequel to Miles Upshaw's infamous trip to Mount Massive Asylum. The player character is Waylon Park, an employee at Mount Massive Asylum who decides to send his whistleblowing email to Upshaw after 2 weeks of watching the horrors the Murkoff Corporation's responsible for. Once again, the player is unable to engage in combat, only armed with a camcorder and a frankly impressive will to live. Set again in the asylum, the player is immersed in the same terrifying location as before, but now with added areas and villains. One particularly horrible villain is Eddie Gluskin, a psychotic man set on capturing Park and mutilating him to turn him into his ideal bride. Perhaps the worst thing about all this is that Gluskin has a pretty notable fan base, with some truly cursed fan art floating around the internet made in his honor. Hey man, whatever floats your boat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.